How happy's a state where no discords are breeding, no strife, no debate, no cares too exceeding. Oh, there 'tis there blessed, of all things possessed. Oh, there they have happiness heaped up in store. There's treasure and pleasure and joy beyond measure. So happy are they that need not know more. Why then should fond mortals seek their own annoy and open the portals themselves to destroy, to plague one another and hate each his brother, to banish the father and ruin the son, when treasure and pleasure would flow beyond measure if concord it triumphed and discord was gone? If each in his station would keep his right sphere, then all our vexations would soon disappear. Oh, then all confusion and all strong delusion on the wings of disorder with darkness would dwell. Then pleasure and treasure and joys beyond measure would sorrows and cares and harsh discord expel. Then England be wise and let unity flourish. Let none be precise their fond fancies to cherish, thereby in their passion to trouble the nation. For if with discretion each mortal would move, then treasure and pleasure would flow beyond measure. Then all would be peace, then all would be love. If none would stickle at the oath of allegiance, no, nor conventicle to balk their obedience, nor at ceremonies where decency shown is, cavil and carp and yet give us no reason, then pleasure and treasure would flow beyond measure, and happy, thrice happy would be the blessed season. Then the Pope might despair and the Jesuits repine, for they nothing could share if we once did but join. If discord was vanished and envy quite banished, then happy, thrice happy, a nation were we. Then treasure and pleasure would flow without measure, and all we could wish we should instantly be. Then those golden days which the poets once feigned might to our high praise once again be regained. For were we united, our cares would be slighted, then happy, how happy should we live at ease. Then treasure and pleasure would flow beyond measure, and we should lie down in the vales of sweet peace. With roses o'erspread and with lilies surrounded, wherewith troubles our head should ne'er be confounded, but still sweet repose with soft slumber should close our eyes and our cares and all that disturb us. The treasure and pleasure would flow beyond measure when nothing remained as could curb us. Then at last be you wise, you Whigs, and come over. There's naught you devise more content can discover. Be no more discontented, least 'tis repented, when it is too late and the time it is past, when as treasure and pleasure won't flow beyond measure, for then all your hopes will be at the last cast. Then be not perverse, but let unity flourish. Idle dreams ne'er rehearse, nor will gentleness cherish, but be loyal, and you defy all that envy and malice does plot for your harm, then treasure and pleasure will flow beyond measure. Obedience and unity is the best charm. To secure us from strife and all idle debate, which alas are too rife amongst many of late, then at last be you wise and come take my advice, and make yourselves happy whilst time does remain, that treasure and pleasure may flow without measure, that concord and unity ever may reign.